Let me greet you all, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I thank God again this year for the first time I'm taking this pulpit. We are going to find our scripture reading from the book of Psalms. We are going to read the Psalm today, chapter 125. I hope many of us are familiar with the Psalm. Psalm 125. From my Bible, it reads as follows. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. This is the word of the Lord that we will be looking at. Let me pray. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you, humbling ourselves. As your word has spoken, we are here to listen. And Lord, to ask you to give us strength and power to do whatever you are instructing us to do with your word. Open our hearts. Lord, give us wisdom to discern what is your will. And Lord, we pray for your blessings as this devotion continues. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. This is the Psalm. It is said here it is a psalm of ascent. You know that in Israel was a God-worshipping nation. And through many experiences they had in their life, they would learn something about God. And that will come to their praises and worship of the Lord because of what the Lord has done. There was a time when Israel was prosperous. They were living in the land peacefully. They were worshiping the Lord. And the Bible says when they go into sin and to worship other gods, the Lord will send their enemies to come and capture them to their land. Sometimes Israel will be under a domination of another nation because God will not be pleased with them. So all those things, they met Israel to know who God is and how to praise and worship him. So that is reflected in some of the psalms that we find, as this one. Maybe they were in their land, but the way the psalm is structured, you can see that there was a sort of domination over them by another nation. Therefore, this is what they will express before the Lord as they were worshipping him. Here, this psalmist is speaking about those who trust in the Lord. What is trust? What is to trust the Lord? Trust is a firm belief in the reliability, the truthfulness or ability of someone or something that you put your trust in. So you trust in that particular thing. In case of a person or being, their relationship is built on trust. Any relationship that you enter into, there must be a trust. Lack of trust will ruin the relationship. So now the Bible says we must trust God. As my topic goes, put your trust in the Lord. Let us trust God. We are the people who are created in such a way that we cannot depend on ourselves. You might have everything in life, even money, something that people so much want. But you will still have to put your trust somewhere. You will have to put your trust in something. So the people of Israel, they put their trust in God. They trusted God. That's what God demanded of them. He said they must trust Him, and they must trust Him alone. We also trust the Lord. Almost all the nations of the world, they say they trust the Lord, but they don't trust Him alone. So God was calling upon Israel to trust Him alone. And everyone who trusts in the Lord must trust in God alone. What do we trust God for? For our salvation. For our protection. For the providence. We trust that with God, we will never go hungry. We will never go naked. That is our trust in God. God provides for our needs. So Israel trusted God also even for their salvation. There are many rituals that the Israelites will do in order to express their trust in God for their salvation. In the Old Testament, we hear of sacrifices. Sometimes they will sacrifice animals, believing that by making these sacrifices, their sins will be forgiven. They will be protected by God. And the sacrifices, we know very well that they were pointing to Christ. It means they believed in Christ, because Christ is our ultimate sacrifice. It is in Christ that we find our salvation, the forgiveness of sins. It is in Christ that we are protected. We know that we are safe in His hands. So God wants people to trust in Him and to trust Him alone. I have a few points here to deal with. Point number one says, those who trust God cannot be shaken. If we trust God, we will not be shaken. And my second point says, God surrounds those who trust in Him. If you trust in God, God will surround you. He says, as the mountains surrounds Jerusalem, so God surrounds His people. And God delivers those who trust in Him. Sometimes we experience some difficulties in life. We must put our trust in God that we will be delivered. We don't have to go somewhere else for our deliverance. Our deliverance is in God. Right, my first point is those who trust God cannot be shaken. I hope we believe that. Our text says, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abide forever. This is what the psalmist is saying. Mount Zion, seemingly, it is the most precious mountain in Israel, in the Jewish nation. There were many mountains around Jerusalem. as it is said, mountains are surrounding Jerusalem, but one of those mountains is Mount Zion. Like any other mountain that we can think of, it cannot be shaken. We have this wall. You cannot say this wall cannot be shaken, because sometimes it can be removed. But we have never heard of a mountain being moved from one spot to another. So the Bible says those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. Why is this the case? It is because, according to this psalmist, if you trust in God, you trust in the God that is always faithful. You trust in the God that fulfills His promises. You trust in the God that does not change. The nations that were surrounding Israel had many gods in many different forms and shapes. Israel had only one God, and that God they have was invisible. You could not point that this is our God. So it was a peculiar nation amongst many nations. God of Israel was unique in His being, so also in His promises, in His faithfulness. He does not change. The Bible says it is He today, yesterday, and forever. So if you trust in God, you are putting your trust in the right place. God is always faithful and will never disappoint you. But you must also remember that our God is jealous. If you trust Him, you must trust Him alone. There are sayings around where people will say, God help those who help themselves. I don't know whether that's true or not. Some say you must help God so that He can help you. Maybe you must try other gods or other things that can help. But God wants that if someone trusts in Him, he must trust in Him alone. It is said also in the book of Psalms, around chapter 20. Some trust in the chariot and some in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. If you trust in God, you must trust in nothing else. That's when you will feel the truth of this saying, that those who trust in the Lord will never be shaken. They will never be disappointed. Our God is always faithful. Saying that God trusting in God does not put you in a position where you can suffer some afflictions is not true. Israel, as we say, there will be a time when Israel will be found maybe under attack, will be found sometimes under oppression of other nations, but that does not change who God is. We must trust God regardless, even when we experience some difficulties on the way. God is always faithful. My second point would say God surrounds those who trust in Him. The Bible says, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people. So those who trust God, they trust that they are safe in God's hands. This psalmist, seemingly he was singing this song while he was under the domination of other nations. Because the next verse says, as we read it, "For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong." Scepter means domination by somebody else. Israel were experiencing that type of life of being dominated by other nations, but they still trusted in the Lord. This shows that God's protection does not guarantee that we will not experience physical harm and suffering. The people who are preaching prosperity gospel, they will say, "Come to Jesus, you will get rich, you will get everything that you want, and they will count many things that you will get as you come. You will be healed of your sicknesses, you will live a prosperous life." That's not what the Bible is promising. Of course, we have experienced that because of our belief in God. But that is not the reason that we came to the Lord. The Bible also says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will rescue him from all of them." So the righteous people do experience afflictions. Being surrounded by God as you are, suffering will come. But you must always trust in God despite those sufferings. Sometimes they come as a test to see how much faithful are you to the Lord. The Bible says that God will test you to see whether you are serious about your confession of your trust in the Lord. So afflictions will come. Always we rest in the promise that we are surrounded by God. There was a time when we hear of Satan approaching the Lord and saying, "Look, Job is faithful to you because you have put a hedge around him and his house and all that he has. That is the reason that Job is trusting in you." From that we learn that God does protect his children. God does put a hedge around his children. And as they were talking, Satan and God, Job ended up going through difficult sufferings, serious sufferings. But still God was still concerned, looking at his life. He was able to tell the devil that you can go this far and no further. This is how you must deal with my child, as they were talking. So we have this guarantee that God knows our situation. Anything that happens in our lives is that what God has allowed to happen. We are living under the hand of the Lord. We rest in the promise that we are surrounded by God himself. Anything that will happen for a reason. Paul once said, Even if death comes, we will still trust the Lord. We will never leave our love for Christ. We cannot be separated from Christ. Even if hunger, if persecution, anything that comes, will not separate us from the love of God. So, brothers and sisters, if we come to experience some difficulties in our lives and we leave our trust in God and we go and seek help somewhere else, that proves that we are not faithful to our confession. We must always trust in the Lord, because He protects us. Even within those difficulties, God gives us peace. He comforts us. He gives us joy so that we remain joyful before Him. There's nothing that is so painful like having a guilty conscience, knowing that you have done something wrong. But now, if you are in a good relationship with God, you trust in God. God always directs your steps. How do you live? How do you conduct yourself in such a way that you can live a peaceful life, a happy life, without feeling any guilt and shame? God is always with you. Also, the book of Psalms says, God leads us into the path of righteousness. As He surrounds us, He also leads us into the path of righteousness. He also restores our souls. Even if it happens that you go out of the way, God restores you because He loves you. You don't keep on doing wrong things. If you are a child of God, you are surrounded by God's presence wherever you are. Lastly, brothers and sisters, my point is, God also delivers His people from oppression. Even if we are under those difficulties in life, we always stay hopeful that God is going to take us through. When the people of Israel were under the domination of their enemies, they always trusted that the Lord would deliver them. As the psalmist says, the scepter of the wicked shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous. Lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong. Under the wicked kingdom, people would end up doing wrong things themselves. It is difficult to remain faithful in the midst of people who are wicked. We must also know our churches. If the church is full of sinners, people are free to do as they like, whenever they like, there is no discipline, there's nothing, then try to shine as a child of God in such a situation. There is a possibility that one day you will be one of those people. You will do what they do, because it's a normal life for the people around there. So, the psalmist here says, the scepter of the wicked shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong. If you live under the wicked kingdom, there's a possibility that you will end up being wicked yourself. So, God needs to intervene in such a situation to rescue, to take out His people. It is like when suffering persists, continues, unrestricted, you always suffer from many difficulties, you need God's intervention. Because if it continues like that, there's a possibility that you can end up giving up. So the psalmist is giving this hope. That's what we always hope as the children of God. That despite all the difficulties we are experiencing, one day God is going to take us out of this difficulty. So brothers and sisters, we thank God through our Lord Jesus Christ that He delivered us from the kingdom of darkness, so that we are the children of light. Through His blood, through His power, through His suffering, Jesus Himself, He delivered us from all sufferings, from the hand of the devil, and more so from the hand of being sinners. Sins enslaves, become a slave if you continue sinning. And your relationship with God is estranged if you continue sinning. That's why Jesus has come, so that we can become His children. So we trust in His sustenance. We trust that He restores our soul. And we also trust that He leads us through the path of righteousness. The psalmist here continues to say, God is not happy with those who go astray, who live the righteous life and become wicked themselves. So I will say God is not happy with the backsliders. Because if you do, God will count you with all the wicked people and you will be judged accordingly. Let us stay with the Lord, with our trust in the Lord. Let us trust our God in all the difficulties we go through. We thank God because we have the Holy Spirit in our lives. That is keeping us on. He keeps on comforting and encouraging us to do the right things. Thank the Lord for the message. Let us pray. Father, we thank You because You are so wonderful, faithful to Your promises. And Lord, You are always there for us whenever we call upon Your name. Your word says, those who trust in You are like Mount Zion. They will never be shaken. As we follow You, as we follow Your way, we trust, Lord, that we will never be found wanting because You are always with us. You restore us. You guide us through the righteous ways of life. Be with us, Lord, as we part, as we continue with the work of the day. Bless us, Lord, always, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.